pray. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and through thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word e'er pure retain, let us thy sons and heirs remain. Amen. In the last chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." The words of this text that I'm really going to focus on today are these. I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. However, I also wanted you to be aware of the context of these words. Context is Paul's warning to the Christians in Rome concerning Satan's attempts to lead them away from Christ. So he warns them about false teachers. We find many such warnings in Scripture. Such warnings are there because of the grave danger involved. False doctrine leads people away from Christ. It does not bring them closer to Him. It may start small, but like a forest fire starts small, it also spreads and devours. In this case, devours the truth. Therefore, Paul says, avoid them. You wouldn't have any question about avoiding a forest fire. Even so, avoid false teachers. Stay away. To stay and listen to false teachers, to subject yourselves to them, to their deceptive words and their smooth talking, is subjecting yourself to the danger of being led astray. Now, having said that, Paul also congratulates the Christians in Rome because he says of their obedience to God's word. And he's glad about that. But while he says he's glad, he also wants them to understand the need to be wise to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Then he tells them, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. So if they are wise toward what is good, and they are simple toward the evil, Satan will not have his way with them. They will tread him underfoot. We are all surrounded by the enemy. Satan's servants are all over the place, and even within ourselves. All around us is the evil world. Within is our old Adam. And then there's Satan himself. The combined effort of this evil trio is to lead us away from Christ. So far, our church, the Church of the Lutheran Confession, has remained obedient to the Word of God. Thanks be to God. And I'm sure that there's no one here in this room who wants to be led away from Christ. Our love is weak, but still, we do love our Jesus, our Savior. We believe that He is our only hope of salvation. He alone wiped out all that is wrong and replaced it with all that is right. Nevertheless, the warfare has not stopped at that point. It continues. And so we too need to be reminded to be wise toward the good and to be simple toward the evil. wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge in a good and beneficial way. Isn't it a fact that we are always trying to find ways to put our knowledge to use, whatever that knowledge is? But isn't it true also that the ways that we choose are not always wise? We sometimes scheme and connive in order to accomplish something that we believe is good for us, even though it turns out to be bad for somebody else. We ought to be wise toward the good and simple toward the evil. We ought to be people who are always looking for better and more beneficial ways to apply our knowledge. Ways that are described like this: whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, whatever, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So pray. Pray for that kind of wisdom that focuses on what is good. That's always on the outlook for something that's going to bring glory to God. Something that is going to bring good to people. Something that's going to end up causing people to praise God. Of course, this means growing in knowledge. For wisdom is application of knowledge. And that's one of the reasons why you're here. At ILC, you are growing in knowledge. Well, keep on growing in knowledge. Take advantage of the teachers that you have here. They are supplying you with knowledge. So grow. And then make wise use of that knowledge to the glory of God and the benefit of man. And at the same time, be simple toward the evil. The people of this world are very complex when it comes to evil. They're continually trying to devise new ways to do evil, trying to refine and perfect their sins. Well, don't you be complex. Be simple. Those who are simple toward evil are the kind of people who do not spend their time thinking of new ways to commit evil. They do not plot evil on their beds at night and then wake up in the morning to put their ideas into practice. When met with an opportunity to do something, they do not try to imagine some evil to do, but they quite spontaneously think of, what is the good that I can do here? Oh, that we could all be wise toward the good and simple toward the evil. It is for this that we have been redeemed. God has laid out a pathway of good in front of us. And then He enabled us to walk on that pathway. He did that by saving us, by cleansing us in the blood of Christ, and placing our feet upon this good way. We pray. Oh Father, there are many evil forces surrounding us. Satan sends them to lead us away from Your Son. We pray that You will make us wise toward what is good and simple toward what is evil. Then crush Satan under our feet, that we may walk in the paths of righteousness. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll sing hymn 366, verse 5.